All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome. We are so excited to be able to speak with you today. This, what we are going to share with you, is perhaps one of the most powerful techniques of manifestation there is. And you are ready. Now, we have played around with and used this technique before in previous seminars. But the amount of preparation and build up to it had not been done. Over the past year and a half or so, we've gone through the great shift. There's been so much happening on this unconscious collective level of humanity. And on your personal conscious and subconscious level as well, that you are ready. You've been primed. All we have to do is put a few little things in place and you'll be ready to go. Now, you've probably done manifestation techniques. There are plenty of manifestation techniques and some of them are really good. There's using your imagination and visualizing. There's claiming and owning and demanding. There's all sorts of visualizations. There's also certain getting into sync with the vibration of what it is that you're wanting and so on. All the manifestation programs can work. But sometimes they don't seem to work because they're missing something. And so today we want to supply that missing piece. Now, the technique we're going to give you today doesn't cover every manifestation technique. If you want to manifest something and you want to do techniques about it and you want to do repetitive meditations or visualizations about it, that's excellent. But what we suggest is that what we are going to share with you today, that you put that in the mix, you do it first, and then you do the manifestation technique. Kaboom! Okay? Now, to begin with, you have to understand that the pathway to success has always been seen as the prerogative or the achievement or the direction of those who are willing to fight, to struggle, to work hard, to build success, and it's gotten, unfortunately, corralled into the concept of, you know, that success equals money, and that if you have enough money, you can have everything. Well, you can have a lot if you have a lot of money, yes, but you don't have everything. And to work for money is actually counterproductive, because when you work for money, you lose your passion, unfortunately. Then what you see as your pathway to success is then filled with obstacles and problems that you must overcome. Now, admittedly, those people who have achieved great success, whether it's personal, professional, financial, or even in healing, those people who have achieved that have indeed gone through many trials, perhaps failures, maybe have struggled, and so on. They have really worked hard because they've had to go through and deal with this obstacle and that obstacle, this problem, that problem, this issue, that issue. And that it seems that after a while, then they break through into success. What is not understood about this process is that most people get this in their heads because of the collective. They get it unconsciously. Even when the gurus of manifestation that are all over the internet and everywhere now are saying, look, it doesn't have to be so much struggle. You don't have to go through so much pain. But there are so many of them that stay in this focus that you must focus on these obstacles. You must figure out these issues. You must clear them and get your pathway clear. Once you get them clear, your future is assured. And we want to say that, yes, chronologically, you encounter problems and obstacles first before you encounter the success. That's a chronological observation. But you don't really have to do all this work. Now, yes, there is work you have to do. You have to know something about yourself. It's good to heal and clear limiting beliefs. It's great to go back and release, heal, and clear your traumas. All of that is very important and significant stuff. But if you stay focused there, if you keep working on delayering the onion, taking another layer off, and now another layer off, and now another layer off, to your chagrin, you'll find that you never get to the whatever the core of the onion is. Whatever it is you're after, yes, you've delayered it, but then you take that last layer off, there's nothing there. What have you done? You've over-problemized yourself. You've over-processed. Now, it's very easy to under-process, to look at a problem and say, okay, well, I don't really want to work with this problem. I don't want to deal with this problem. Let me just go and be successful. Let me just head on. I will not allow this problem to hold me back. And in these cases, what you will tend to do is that you will try to diminish the problem. Okay, this problem really isn't all that bad. It's really a smaller problem. I really shouldn't, you know, make it a big deal. So you can diminish it, or you can deny it. It's not really my problem. It's really somebody else's problem. They're at fault for it. You know, the culture is at fault. The world is at fault. So, you know, somebody else is at fault. I don't have any. This is really not my problem. I should be able to succeed anyway. And some of them just look at the problem and say, oh my gosh, if I don't get this problem figured out, then I don't have any purpose or meaning to my life because this problem stands in the way of me knowing who I am. And those are the ones who can overprocess. Indeed, as you go deep into problems and into your pain, into old traumas, releasing the past, you do find pieces of yourself. You do find pieces of your identity. But there comes a point of diminishing returns. And your identity can stay stuck there. Your identity can stay stuck at the with an image of yourself as, I'm this really good person, I'm striving to be successful, I'm doing the best I can, and you know, spiritually I should have more support, but I'm doing the best I can. But you don't want to stay there because it's still a place where we would say, even if it does not appear to be strongly a victim consciousness place, it still is one. When you are focused on the problems, the issues, the obstacles, you are engaged with those. Yes, you can diminish, deny, discount them, ignore them, deny, just pretend that they're not there, or go overboard into them. But any time you have a response and reaction to problems, issues, and all those kinds of obstacles, you're resisting on some level. You're resisting because you're in a bit of a tug of war with it. Now, the problem may be a limiting belief. You may believe you're not worthy. Well, how much processing is that going to take? That can take a lot. If you believe you cannot receive well, Oh, how are you going to process all of that? Oh my, let's look at all the times in my life I was unable to receive. And why? Why did I block receiving? What can I do about it now? You see, when you engage in a problem, even in a positive way, or a blockage, or whatever, that engagement traps your identity, traps your self-image to the level of the problem. Why? Because you have to be at the level of the problem, in a sense, to start getting into the memory of it, to untangle the pieces of it. But you know it consciously, perhaps you don't remember it unconsciously, but you know that you've got to approach a problem from a consciousness beyond the problem. You know that, don't you? You know that you can't solve a problem when you're stuck in the consciousness of the problem, because the problem seems endless when you're there. Anytime you resist a problem, then you're stuck in the limitation of consciousness that is that problem. So the question then is, how do you get your consciousness beyond the problem so that obstacles, issues, problems, etc., whether they're mundane, like an issue with a neighbor that's temporary, or whether it's a longer-term one, like a long-term relationship, or whether it's a more entrenched and puzzling one, such as I want to change careers and I have no clue where to go. All of those types of issues. And everyone has them at some point. All of them can engage you. And you can get stuck in a victim consciousness mode of being at the mercy of these problems. And then to feel empowered, you will then work on the problems. Or you will discount, deny, ignore, pretend, escape for a while. What we want to tell you is that the pathway to what you want, to the life that you really want, does not lie through problems. You have been taught from the get-go that a good person will address their problems. Now, by the word problem, we are just including all the obstacles, all the issues, everything. They're all seen as problems. And your culture seems to think that problem solving is the big thing. If you can see all these big corporations, they hire problem solvers. These are the geniuses that come in and fix stuff, that figure out what management is doing wrong, figuring out the problem and creating solutions for it. The focus is always fixing the problem. And it's like, unless there's a problem, sometimes people will not take any energy towards anything unless there's a problem there. And then, oh, okay, I'll pay attention. So sometimes your higher self is sending you problems. So you'll pay attention to something in your life, because every problem brings you information about yourself, gives you awareness about yourself, as painful, unpleasant, as frustrating, as annoying as these problems are. You are learning about who you are. The key here is that this is your spiritual journey, is to know who you are. And you know who you are by what you think, what you feel, what you do. How do you respond to a challenge? How do you respond to issues? How do you deal with an issue? How do you work with problems? And in the culture is a problem-solving culture. Only if a person gets highly financially rewarded for being creative is creativity seem to be as good as problem solving. Mm-hmm. But those well-paid problem solvers that go to corporations and clean them up, what the corporations are paying them for is a new vision. They're paying them for their creativity, not really to solve the problem. So we suggest that you look at all your issues, your problems, your obstacles, all the frustrations, all the blocks in your life, everything that seems to be holding you back or seems to be in the way between you and what you want. Look at it as an opportunity to create. Because when you create, it reduces the amount of time and energy that is engaged in the process of figuring out who you are by how you deal with something negative. You can also find out who you are by creating something positive. In fact, it's only when you really get into creating something positive and you're moving forward into positivity and you're really moving towards something that the real obstacles show up, right? You notice what we were saying, that you'll finally get on track. Okay, this is what I want, and you get going for it. Now you bang up against the wall. Oh my gosh, what is that? Well, you would not have hit that wall if you hadn't been moving towards something. So sometimes problems are going to just show up. And what these problems are generally unresolved issues from your past. So, dear ones, you don't have to go as searching in your past for problems to solve. You just move towards and your creation and your manifestation, and bang! You'll get the precise challenges and the precise problems you need to see to get your feedback about yourself. And if you don't fall for the whole problem mentality, I've got to solve problems and I've got to work hard at this and I got to struggle. If you can hold the resonance of the Creator in you, this will show you more of who you are. And what will happen is the problem will lessen itself. Sometimes problems show up and people go, oh my gosh, there's a problem, an impending problem. That I know it's heading the direction it always heads. That's always the sign that something awful is going to happen. Oh my gosh, there it is again, there it is again. Wait a minute, wait, we say. Go step into the creation of the future you want first, and the image of who you are there. Now, take a look at that potential problem that seems to be building, that seems to be forming, the challenge that has just shown up. Now, how are you going to deal with it from that perspective? And when you get to the higher perspective, the problem does seem small. You don't have to pretend it's small. You don't have to diminish it. It just gets smaller. You don't have to spend so much time banging up against the walls. Your reality is coordinated perfectly for you, uniquely for you. You have a unique reality. Yes, to the all appearances, it looks like you're sharing a reality with a whole bunch of other people. But recognize your perceptions, your reality, the way you perceive it, and the way you work with your unseen friends, your guides, your team. And all of you have a team you're working with. Whether you're conscious of it or not, they're working with you too. Okay? They're here with you. So, when you are able to look at a problem from a greater perspective, your guides can help you so much more. If you go into victim consciousness, they can't help you. But the point is that this reality is precise. You get the challenges that are precise to you. Yeah, maybe other people have similar challenges, yeah. But you have a tendency to create the same pattern of same type of challenges. And you think, I've got to learn this lesson. Mm-hmm. I was like, the universe says, oh, you're such a child. We've got to grow you up. We've got to put you through some intense lessons. And this is kind of like a boot camp. You know, Earth is a boot camp. Some people used to think that it was a prison. Well, I guess from some perspective, some people can perceive it as such. But no, it's actually designed. Your physical body is perfectly designed for your spiritual work. Even if it may not be working right for you, even if it may not be stunningly beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, even if it's you're short, you're overweight, you're too old, all those kinds of judgments, your body's perfect for you. It teaches you what you need to know. But these lessons are not lessons of pain. It was never intended to be painful boot camp lessons. This is the problem-solving mentality that your culture is in. And when you create, when you imagine, when you dream, you're just said, oh, you just have magical thinking. You poor thing, you need to be more scientific. You need to come down to earth and face reality. It's tough. Maybe it isn't. Maybe your reality can be totally smooth. Maybe your reality can be magical. Maybe magical thinking is really a good thing. Oh my, what a concept. Maybe you can learn your lessons with ease. Not through pain and suffering. Maybe you learn your lessons through creating. So we suggest that you consider shifting your whole attitude about your spiritual growth path from problem solving and understanding yourself through pain and releasing the past. And move more now, since you've done that for years already, so move more now into creating the you that you want to be in a future you wish to live in. The technique we want to share with you today is about how to create this future you in this future reality that you want to live in. Now, think about it this way. Are you just simply the result of your past? No. Who are you right now? Is it because you were born in a certain family, in a certain culture? You're a certain gender, you're a certain economic, socioeconomic status. Does that tell you who you are?
No.
No, it doesn't. Who you are is who you are aspiring to be. Why? Because your spiritual path is you returning home, capital H, home. Home is where you, God, Goddess, all that is, become one. You, the individual, in the oneness. You feeling the common soul substance of all things. The kindredship, the family, the total belonging and love. You're returning there. You decided to take an adventure and come down to physical plane and do some fun stuff. What did you decide to do? Well, I want to come down. I want to learn how to create from scratch. I don't want to use the preset programs. See, if you already knew who you were, be a cinch. I just create that way, the way that everybody creates. But you thought, now that's interesting. I can enter into time. I can play with time. What a concept. That I can play with things that are temporary. Wow. And I can play with this, and then maybe not that. I can play with that. Maybe not that. I'll play with this. Oh, you were so curious. You were so totally curious. You wanted to come here and explore and experience, and you also wanted to kind of find truth and beauty and self and discover a new way. And it is a challenge, no doubt about that. And you chose a whole bunch of lifetimes. I'm going to do this in this lifetime, I'm going to do that in that lifetime. Okay, I can explore that theme in that lifetime. And if you notice in this current lifetime, you are exploring a theme. There are some overriding themes in your life. There are overriding problem areas in your life. Like some types of problems just seem to follow you everywhere. They seem to kind of like drag behind you. These problems, this is part of your theme. A theme, for example, would be, if you had a theme, some people have a theme about empowerment. If your theme is empowerment, then you have to go through feeling tremendously powerless. And learn how to put together empowerment. So the issue then becomes powerlessness, but the theme is power. When you create, you want to look at your issues and say, what are the themes? Because that's what I'm going to create. Now everybody has their, what we call the commission of challenge. It's your favorite problem area. We say it's your favorite because that's the one you grow with. That's the one that makes you grow up. So some people, it's money that forces them to take charge and do something and create something of value or value themselves or get engage with other people in the marketplace and do their thing. Some people's issue is health. They have to learn about how to nurture and take care of their body correctly, how to give themselves the right food, the right level of exercise, the balance of their life. And it often includes a healing touch for others as well. And some of you have relationships. Relationship commission of challenge. And we think that's probably the most powerful of the three as far as giving you all sorts of opportunities to learn stuff about yourself. Because when you are you and you're interacting with someone else, the reflection to someone else back to you can show you a mirror of what it is you're doing. You grow the fastest in relationships. And if you don't have a relationship and you yearn for a relationship, look how much spiritual work you go through to get yourself in the right space, to open up to having one, to dream, to imagine. You learn so much by your commission of challenge. What we're suggesting here is that maybe you might want to kind of retire your commissions of challenge and retire your stubborn, repetitive problem patterns and create new futures for yourself Because if you were to take where you are right now, today, at this moment, and make an extension into the future, generally, here's what happens. And this is true for everybody, no matter what they're doing. The extension you're making into the future, the you that you're going to be a year from now, will be just a little bit further along, just a wee bit further along than the you that you are now. Nothing will be changed. There's no change in the projection. That's why, you know, that's why we call it a track. Because most people just get on track and they, okay, I'm just going to keep plugging along, keep plugging a day at a time, keep plugging along, keep plugging along. Where are they going? Same place. Plugging along every day. How do you go somewhere else other than where you are? That you project into the future and you project to a different future. And in that sense, then, the future creates the present. It creates what you're doing now. It creates who you're evolving into now. It creates what you learn now. That future you that you want to be, that future you want to experience, that joyous prosperity with love and vitality and vigor, that wonderful future, you don't get it by focusing incessantly on the problems, because that just creates a track continuing the problems. You know, the one who channels us found that she could get rid of problems, but if she were focused on the problems, if the problem disappeared, she would get all nervous and feel very disoriented because she didn't have her focus. And guess what would happen? Another problem. So conveniently, another problem would show up. Ta-da! Oh, good. Oh, now I have my bearings again. I can work on the problem. We warn you, don't do this anymore. When the problem seems to dissolve away, let it go. And know that it's okay. It's okay to be without problems. Really, seriously, you don't have to have problems, issues, blocks anymore. You really don't have to. If you approach your life magically, and a challenge comes up, and what is normally a problem, an issue, whatever, you will deal with it with such greater dignity, beauty, love. Because the future template, when you're a creator, the future template, and we've said this, we've talked about this for years, it's like a structure, it's like four sides to a house structure, a typical house, which is generally rectangular or whatever and built that way. There's four points, four corners. And we have four corners, which is the foundation of the future that you want. It's not tangible, it's intangible, it's felt, it's experienced in yourself, in your soul. One is freedom. Freedom means that you can stretch and be yourself without banging up and against walls and feeling that you are boundaried by walls, that you are boundaried within limitations. Freedom is a sense of flow, a sense of elegance being yourself. It's easy to be you. You're in flow. There is love. Of course, you would know that love would have to be there. Loving yourself first. Now, that's not selfishness or ego. You probably knew that, but we just always have to say that. Loving yourself is about valuing yourself and caring about you. Not caring about you, the victim. You're not a victim. But caring about and tending your soul, your spirit. Loving yourself. And then when you love yourself, you can reach out and love others. And you know how to love others. And you can receive and give love with others. The third one has to do with empowerment. You have the power of choice. This is a free will universe. The whole point is for you to decide what it is you want and move towards whatever it is that you want to move towards. It's your choice. And to be able to take that empowerment, to own it, to make good choices and decisions for yourself based on knowing yourself. Because when you make choices based on who you are and who you, the expanded you, the light being you that you want to be, that empowerment is beautiful. And if you don't have empowerment, of course you're a victim. If you're a victim, can you be successful and fulfilled? No. So, the fourth one, and this is the one that's tricky for everybody, because the way your culture is constructed, the way you're controlled and manipulated by media, by all the big corporations and their advertising, by your social relationships and belonging and your tribe, your friends and so on, if you're not careful, it's all fear-based. You feel insecure, and so then you seek out those people with whom you can feel safe. You seek out circumstances where you can feel safe. But you see, dear ones, as we said, every bit of your life, your physical body, all things that happen to you, everything that happens to you, that happens is actually happening with you. It's part of your spiritual journey. It's precise to you. And you are given nothing that you cannot heal, respond to, or gain tremendous wisdom, empowerment, love, and freedom over. So here it comes to the key piece of this fourth corner, and that is trust. Can you lean on God, Goddess, all that is? Can you lean on your spiritual team? Can you allow yourself to trust that it all is going according to plan and it will turn out well? Learn to trust that it's all going according to plan. No matter what challenge shows up, one of the ways to trick yourself to slip into a greater consciousness is to say, huh, this is interesting. This is all going according to plan somehow. And it's all going to turn out well somehow. And if you have curiosity, you're way ahead of the game. Because in order to be curious, you cannot be a victim. In order to be, in what your curiosity tends to do, if you can trust that the universe will support you, you can hold a frequency, a self-image of you that is beyond the problem. And when you hold that resonance beyond the problem for a period of time, the problem must dissolve. It's the law. You see, your problems are at a certain frequency. If you go to another frequency and lovingly yourself, loving yourself, valuing yourself, claiming your empowerment and your choices, being free to be you, and you know, and so your freedom, love, and empowerment, and you trust your divine plan, you trust your team, your spiritual team, you'll see how to deal with it. The way will open up. It will be like magic. Magic will happen. Now, this is in the trenches. This is in the day-to-day stuff. And your culture has coerced you through fear and kept you from trusting. So we often see that your culture has kept you into survival mode. It doesn't matter how much money you have, if you have relationships, whatever it is, you are kept very often, if you fall prey to media, you're kept in survival mode. It's like, okay, I'm not safe. I'm never safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. Is repeating over and over and over and over in your unconscious and subconscious minds. Can you really create well if you're there? You can be manipulated. You can be manipulated beautifully. But you can't really create. So the technique for creation is going to involve you connecting with the future that you want. Now this is different from the goal. When you do regular manifestation, you do goals. Here's my goal. And very often you see of it as a linear track. Okay, I'll do this. It's like a business plan. I'll get to this stage and I'll do this and then I'll do that. And then we can, from there, we can do this and then we can build to that. But you see, that's not really what we're talking about. That's a logical, linear, time-oriented kind of thing. Yes, it's fun to work with time. And we don't say don't do a business plan when you go into business. No, what we're saying, though, is that the person you're going to be, let's say a year or two in the future, the person is the person you want yourself to be, also has a future that you want to have. And it's your imagination that will create that. Just that lowly imagination, that magical thinking. Oh, you're that pie in the sky, fantasy stuff. Oh, now we're not talking about real fantasy. Real fantasy is like winning the total, you know, jackpot and coming home with $200 million and so on. That's generally a fantasy. And the way to tell a fantasy from dreaming and imagining that works for you. A fantasy is generally two-dimensional. It is basically to address security. And it also is outside the range of what you can receive. And that's why so many lottery winners, for example, when they go look at, see how they're doing in 2 years after the lottery win, they're generally back to where they were before the lottery win. What? And in the meantime, they've had a lot of fights with friends who wanted money, family who wanted money. Oh, just all sorts of issues. And now they're back. Why? Because it's outside their range and sphere of influence, of choice. They can't choose that far. They can't choose that much. They could not dream and imagine that much. So, the technique we're going to show you today is where you dream and imagine. Maybe maybe you'll win a lottery, but it won't be because you need the money. If you go after money, that is a sidetrack that takes you nowhere. It's a fantasy a lot of people. If only I had this much money. If I only had this much money. If only. That's victim consciousness. You're in a problem. You feel limited, restricted. You don't feel free. You don't feel loved. You don't feel empowered. How are you going to, you know, and money really isn't what you're after. You're really after love and freedom and empowerment and trusting the universe to support you. That interaction with the universe, that receiving that love, that belonging to the your universe. That's what you're really after. Now, when you use your imagination, imagination is 5D. See, we're in 3D, working in 3D here. 4D, the fourth dimension is time-space. And there's a little, if you've ever heard about the scientists talk about that, it's represented by the symbol of a torus. It looks like a donut. It's kind of time and space all convoluted on itself. And there's a hole in the middle. Time-space is like that. So you don't spend time in 4D. There is no time. 4D is like you're out of time. You're out of 4D. So what you do is you go from 3D through 4D to 5D. 5D is imagination. Now, every higher number of dimension is more real. The lower you go, the more illusory it is. Okay, so imagination is more real than here you are in 3D in the physical. That's why we say magical thinking is, well, it's so much more fun because it's magical. So you want to have a track, a life track to that future where you have what you need, you feel fulfilled, and you're happy. That's just the basics. Okay? Now, you may be happy already, but you may, there's something missing from your fulfillment, let's say. Okay, well, then you imagine. What would it feel like to be fulfilled? What does fulfillment feel like? In other words, it's not actually stuff. It's not actually money, people, things, whatever, itself. It's a feeling or perception that comes to you in your heart, a sense of fulfillment. It's a space. It's a state of being. Okay, so if you can imagine fulfillment, even without imagining what the particular physical attributes of that fulfillment will be, and you claim that fulfillment for yourself, you imagine yourself feeling that 24/7. When you extend your reality projection from the present, you go to that fulfillment, that's a totally different future. That's an amazingly different future. Yeah, of course your ego, your negative ego and your mind talk can come in and say, yeah, right. You fulfilled, haha. But you see, if you're seeing yourself fulfilled and staying aligned with your freedom, your power, your love, and your connection with the universe, belonging with the universe, you'll just laugh. Oh, you again. I hear you every time, old naysayer you. Oh, negative ego, you. Oh, inner saboteur, you. Some people just never can get out of their problems because when this voice comes in, they always believe it. Oh yeah? Oh my gosh. No, maybe I can't. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe I'm not good enough for that fulfillment. Maybe I never will get that fulfillment. Oh, woe is me. So here's what we're going to do in the technique. The technique is really an experience of your imagination. And the more that you can stretch your imagination, and the more that you're willing to see that it's more real, and imagine it being more real than the physical plane, the better this will work. So what we're going to do in this technique is we're going to visit your future. We're going to visit the future where you have whatever you need or want. Now, if you want something for the purposes of ego, it may not be there. You don't get your ego desires. That's just not part of the spiritual journey. So if you want to get power over somebody else, or you want to show off something, or you want to everybody to admire you, or whatever, that's not spiritual path stuff. But what you want to feel and experience is freedom, love, empowerment. You can choose your own path. You're free to choose your own path. And it's a path of love. And you're totally supported, because the more you are authentically yourself, the more you can receive the support and magical help that the universe has for you. And that's a magical life. Your whole life is magic. Now, you know that already in certain instances. It's just like, oh, the magical synchronicity of some things that have been wonderful. You can probably also find the magical synchronicity of stuff that's been awful, terrible. We call that martyr magic. Martyrs are people who are kind of angry, and they feel entitled, and they're resentful that they don't have more, and that people don't love them more, and blah, 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 blah. And the magic that they create is that they get more problems with that. Okay, so you've got to stay out of martyr. Martyr is generally into self-pity, and therefore is a powerless, it is a victim consciousness place with lots of anger in it. And if you come across people that, you know, they call them angry young men and angry young women, and then you see angry old men, angry old women, they're still there. You don't need to be angry. You can start thinking of your reality as magical, and then you realize this thing that's come to block your path, this obstacle presented by this other person or circumstance. You're not entitled. But you can be conscious. And you can slip right out of it. So, you're going to go to a future beyond all that stuff. It's only going to be a couple of years in the future. We're saying a couple of years because it's far enough that it seems unbelievable. You know, 2 years from now, it's like anything could be. I could be dead. I could have the love of my life. I could be living in another country. 2 years, oh my gosh, that's a long period of time. So we're going to go 2 years in the future from now. And we're going to visit with your future you, who has all these attributes, this incredible state of being, who knows who they are, who enjoys being themselves, who's doing what they love to do with people that they love, and they're having a good time, and they feel fulfilled. They belong. They have success, enough success. They feel they're comfortable, and they trust that the universe is going to support them. What would that feel like, dear ones, if you were experiencing that right now? What if you could feel that state right now? So very briefly, just for a minute, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. This is not a regular meditation. It's just really quick. You don't have to put anything down, nothing. Just close your eyes real quick. And imagine what it would feel like to be deliriously, joyously happy. Now, you may have had an experience in your childhood where you were totally happy. You got that whatever it was you wanted, or you got to go on that magical, wonderful trip. Maybe you have to pull from memories. Maybe it's something recent, but maybe it's long ago. Or maybe you just have to use your imagination. Oh my gosh, I'm just so happy. Oh, I feel so blissful. Everything's just going my way. Try to get there. Just imagine it. Just pretend. Use your imagination. Don't listen to the naysayer, which says, oh gosh, there you go again. Fantasy, escapism, blah, 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 blah. Ignore. Ignore the voice. Just go and feel, what does it feel like to be all happy? If you have to go back and remember, when was the last time I felt really happy? Maybe that'll help. And then you take that and then you just put that, bring that to the present. Now, what does it feel like to feel empowered that you can make choices for your life? That you can take your life in a direction that you want it to go, rather than having always to be at the mercy of other factors and external situations? What would it feel like to be really empowered that whatever you wanted to do, you could do? Make it up. Imagine it. See if you can just get a little touch of it. Okay, now, go feel love. Everybody wants love. What'd it feel like if you really, really loved yourself? Not ego, not selfishly, just really loved you as a spiritual being that you are. You're a spiritual being having a physical body experience, just loving yourself, just love, 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 love. Just care about you, just love you. And now, imagine what would it be like if you could just trust the universe completely to take care of you. Not to worry about a thing. You don't have to worry about a thing. Universe will supply everything you need and do it beautifully because you are a divine being having a physical body experience. And your team on the other side, the ones who walk with you in your life every day, by your side, who are with you, are supporting you every step of the way. How would that feel? Okay. Good, good. Come on back. I'm sorry. Come on back. Now, you may have only been able to touch on it. You may have really felt it. But you do sense the difference between that state and where you are right now. Right? You got that? It's a different vibration. You create, you know, the law of attraction, you create according to your vibrational level. If you're at this vibrational level that we took you to, what realities are you going to be able to receive? What can you allow in your life? It's a whole different game. All right, so in the technique, we're going to go to the future, we're going to explore the future, we're going to claim the future, and then we're going to take the energy of the future, and we're going to bring it back to the present. Okay, that's what we're going to do. You already started it. You're already on your way. But we'll do that in the technique later on. Okay. But for now, we're going to take a break. And so if you could just be quiet for a moment while the channel comes back. And then we'll get into some questions. So think about questions that you might want to ask. And we'll speak with you again very shortly. Farewell.